The Consciousness Mill, 1714. If we believe that consciousness is the result of patterns and dynamic interrelationships of brain cells and their components, then our thoughts, emotions, and memories might be replicated in moving assemblies of tinker toys. The tinker toy minds would need to be very big to represent the complexity of our minds. But perhaps a very complex mechanism could be created in the same way researchers have made tic-tac-toe playing computers out of 10,000 tinker toys. In principle, our minds could be hypostatized in the movements of leaves and twigs, or in the flocking of birds. In 1714, the German philosopher and mathematician Gottfried Leibniz imagined an AI-infused machine as big as a mill that was capable of thinking and feeling in his treatise, The Monadology. He also realized that if we could explore inside, we would find nothing but pieces that push one against the other and never anything to account for a perception. Similarly, it's possible that conscious AI entities could be developed in the future, even if they are not formed from wet organic matter. Philosopher Nick Bostrom, born 1973, considers a single electronic brain cell. The brain cell is a physical object with certain characteristics. If we come to fully understand these characteristics and learn to replicate them electronically, then surely our electronic brain cell can perform the same function as an organic one. And if it can be done with a brain cell, why wouldn't the resulting system be just as conscious as a brain? As roboticist Hans Moravec, born 1948, writes, "We're a conscious being simulated on a bunch of neural hardware, and the conscious being is only found in an interpretation of things that go on in the neural hardware. It's not the actual chemical signals that are squirting around. It's a certain high-level interpretation of an aggregate of those signals, the only thing that makes consciousness different from other interpretations, like the value of a dollar bill." Similarly, perhaps your brain can function even if partitioned into 100 little boxes, separated by great distances, and connected by wires or optical fibers. To understand this better, imagine your left and right brain hemispheres a mile apart and connected by an artificial corpus callosum. You would still be you, right? See also Tic-Tac-Toe, circa 1300 BCE, Hobbes' Leviathan, 1651, De Vaux Canson's Duc Automaton, 1738, Searches for the Soul, 1907, Giant Brains or Machines That Think, 1949, Living in a Simulation, 1967.